I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So what we'll do is we'll introduce our man Jake Gayton, CBS 13, your partner over there on CBS 13 and in the March Madness coverage. Jake, you have been all over this Sacramento Kings, Oakland A's story. And so I'm with KC. I'm not exactly sure what to ask you, but I don't know like what's between us and what's not. So I know you said this on the live stream, so I think it's okay. You were visiting the Rivercats today. Some of our questions through this process have involved the Rivercats. What have you learned through the course of your reporting as it pertains to the A's, Sacramento, how the Rivercats are involved, and how close we might be to this thing actually happening?
All right, so let's start with my interview with Vivek Ranadive, the Kings owner, last Monday. We did a segment on Vivek on the future of Sacramento in 2030, and didn't even pose the question of like, hey, do you think the A's can come to Sacramento? He just actually brought it up in the conversation of like, hey, I've been talking to John Fisher about bringing the A's here. Now, of course, weeks ago, we reported that the A's were visiting Sacramento and Sutter Health Park, seeing it was a viable option. Of course, there was a report that came out in Baseball America, I believe, that said like, hey, we are super interested. The A's front runner to land the A's if they do leave Oakland for the 3-year period that they have until the stadium in Vegas is built. So Vivek brings this up, says, hey, I'm talking to John. We're trying to get the A's here for 3 years. And I've also talked to Rob Manfred, the commissioner of the MLB, about keeping a team here because he does want to expand possibly past just Vegas, an East Coast team and a West Coast team. There's known that is on the record for Manfred of the expansion that he wants to see. That led to a lot of conversation throughout Northern California of how is this going to work in Sacramento? Mm-hmm. So a couple of things that I learned today by speaking with general manager Chip Maxson of the Sacramento Cats. One thing that he did tell me today is that the Rivercats are here to stay. So if the A's do come in, this is going to be something where they're going to have to work out a schedule because both teams are going to play here, right? Wow. The Rivercats aren't going anywhere from his understanding and from what he had told us today. The other thing that he told me that I think was one of D'Lo's questions yesterday, which I was intrigued about, what needs to happen to Sutter Health Park to make it available for an MLB stadium? Well, a couple of things have already happened. They've updated the locker rooms out in left field, which I got to tour today. It is beautiful out there, state of the art, nice weight room, nice locker room, brand new kitchen for food for all the players, weight room, athletic staff have a great area. It's really state of the art. They did a great job for building it in less than 5 months. The other thing that they need to do that Chip was telling me today is there's a lighting issue. So for them to have a MLB stadium there, they'd have to add additional lights to the actual stadium of Sutter Health Park. As for the field dimensions, don't need to touch anything. I also asked, hey, left field, could you build on top of the structure out there where the locker room is? He said it's not retrofitted for that, so that would be out of the question. So to answer your questions of one, why is this happening now? Well, the A's have to make a decision within the next 2 to 4 weeks of where they're playing. They need to put together 25 schedule the MLB does, and they need to figure out where the A's are going to play. So this is why it's kind of coming up again of when is this thing all going to come to close, and when are they going to decide everything? That's the question right now. But I think the bigger thing that's stopping everything is the NBC Sports deal. Until that deal is figured out, nothing else will happen. If that deal can be figured out, they might stay in Oakland. If they can figure out a deal, they'll come to Sacramento. They might go to Salt Lake. But right now, it stopped the TV deal. That's where it is.
Can you elaborate a little bit on that, what specifically needs to be worked out with the NBC Sports deal? Because obviously there's an NBC Sports Bay Area. There's an NBC Sports California. California is where the Sacramento Kings air. Bay Area is where the Golden State Warriors games air. What specifically, if you're aware, of course, has to be worked out in terms of that television deal?
So the deal with it is it all comes down to money, right? And the question of
shocking.
Will A's games be shown not only in Sacramento, but also in the Bay Area as well, right? Because like when the Warriors play, we don't get that here in Sacramento. When the Kings play, they don't get that in the Bay Area. So that's another can of worms that I'm not privy to. I don't know that information. I don't know how that would work. But I do know it's coming down to the money right now. To get out of the deal, the NBC California wants to renegotiate the rights to the deal. And they're like, I don't really want to renegotiate. I like the deal we have. And we already have an antenna over there at the Golden One Center to be able to send you guys, you know, to distribute the actual broadcast to everybody. It's not like we have to build a whole new antenna and a whole new system and everything like that. It's all retrofitted and set up. So the question is, how much money would it cost to renegotiate that deal? And will John Fisher play ball with that? That's where the TV deal kind of stands.
And just for some clarification, because I see a couple things in the chat of people trying to say, hey, they got to figure this out. This is all to start. If, say, the Kings or the A's did come to Sacramento, that's the start of the 2025 season. No matter what, they're playing 2024 in Oakland this year.
Yeah, this season, they're playing in Oakland. It might be the last season at the Coliseum. It may not. Who knows? They have to find a home, guys. The lease is up. It's like, that's what I'm, like, getting so frustrated with when you talk to Bay Area media people. There's a guy over there that's driving me up a wall every single day with what he puts out with the A's stuff. They have to play somewhere, guys. Mm-hmm. They can't just sit there and play in the streets of Oakland next year. Give them a stadium. I don't know where, but they got to play somewhere.
And really, this
Never
whole thing.
Seen Jake fired up before.
Jake be getting fired up. Just see him during. Watch him Thursday when UConn and San Diego State play. It's gonna be live. But and you can start to kind of already eliminate stuff, right? Because of how close we are to them trying to find a deadline. One of the things about the deadline is Major League Baseball, they like to put out their next season schedule around July.
Yeah, it's
so
weird.
So they have to get started on that, like, probably now. So that's one thing. Number two, they've already said they're not going to Vegas. Mm-hmm. They're going to open up. When they go to Vegas, it's going to be to open up their new stadium. So they're not going to Vegas. Mm-hmm. Salt Lake City is probably the worst option of them all because you probably won't get a TV deal. Like, that's no money. Oakland, it's a bad deal because you're going to get no fans there. It's going to look nasty. It's going to be 200 people there for the next 3 years. That's not a good look, but you keep the you may keep the TV deal.
Mm-hmm.
Sacramento's almost the best of both worlds. You're going to have crowds there every night, so you're not going to look like a complete embarrassment. But you're not going to get the $70 million that you would get in Oakland, but you're not going to get zero like you would get in Salt Lake City. My guess is they're probably – this is just a guess. They're probably negotiating or trying to negotiate around the 30 – anywhere between 30 to $45 million. You know, maybe the A's want $45 million and NBC Sports is like, nah, we'll give you 30. And it feels like they're around. That's just my guess. It feels like Sacramento might be the best option for what they have in front of them right now.
Can I also add to that? And I think this is something that's going to be completely missed because everyone's comparing the same situation to what the Kings went through in Seattle. Let's make this very clear. These are two completely different situations, okay? Mm-hmm. Completely different. The other thing that no one's taking into account here is, yes, even if the A's are here for 3 years, economically, does anybody understand what this is going to do for Sacramento? Like, that West Sac area can be completely rebuilt. You're going to have an influx of money to that area with new stores, food options, restaurants. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not going to just make it and just make, oh, Sutter Health Park's over there. Like, their vision is Doco 2.0 mm-hmm. over on West Sac. Like, I don't understand why people wouldn't want that for a team. Yes, they're going to be here for 3 years, but then you're going to have at least 3 decades of economic growth over there. Like, why don't you want that? Are you okay with Sacramento just staying in the past and being slow cowtown? No, let's look to the future. Let's see if we can build up this area. Well, that's the biggest downside of Sac, of saying, hey, there's so much space. We don't know what to do with it. Mm. Throw money at it, especially if an A's team comes here and they're seeing the other teams, because let's be honest here, they're not going to be coming here to see the Oakland A's. They're going to be coming here to see the Ohtanis of the world, the Aaron Judge, the Mike Trout, whatever you want to say. But that will put money in the seats, which will then put money in West Sacramento and Yolo County, and that would actually add to the economic development that so badly needed in that downtown area and that West Sac area.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, into the, remember, this is throwback into the borough of West Sac.
Oh, boy, that is a throwback for sure. You talked about the potential economic growth of West Sacramento. Are we talking like an increase? Like what specifically are we talking about? Because obviously you're going to have more visitors because that arena is going to, that stadium is going to be full 80 times, or hopefully, you know, 80 some odd times a year now with that down there. Are we looking at building down there? Are we just looking at added traffic to what's already down there? Like, what can West Sac residents expect should this go through? because this is something the city has never, ever had. Mm-hmm. Two professional, even short-term, long-term, feel however you want to about it. The city has never had two professional sports franchises at the same time. This isn't the Surge or the Mountain Lions or whatever that stuff was in the past. This is a Major League Baseball team, mm-hmm. and this is something, Jake, that we are not familiar with here.
I think there's multiple lots over there. So the best example I can give is there's a place called Drake's Bar, which is right by Sutter Health Park. It's a great place to have a beer in the summer. If you haven't been, shout out to Drake's. I love it there in the summer. There's multiple vacant lots along the river that can be built into something. So it's going to be new development, D-Lo. It's going to be stuff like where you're going to see new shops, new restaurants. Imagine what happened with Doco. Remember when Golden One was built and they demolished that whole entire area and then they built up the Doco area around Golden One? Have that type of vision. Now, it may not be as big as it is and it may not happen year one, okay? Mm-hmm. But that's the vision that they have for that area of building that whole area up, making it more connected to downtown Sacramento and making it an entertainment area where you can go out to eat during the winter and the summer. You can go out and get a cocktail before or after a game. You can go shop at X, Y, and Z. There's also apartments that are over there, guys, as well. Those are pretty nice apartments. If you don't live there and walk in to watch the A's game every single day, that's pretty good spot to live. I think it's going to add to the value of the area. That's the point I'm trying to get across.
You know, one of the things that I'm still trying to figure out, maybe you could add some light to this and maybe just give your opinion, is I thought it was interesting, and especially having more context now talking to you, that Vivek brought this up on his own and spoke so openly about it, almost as if he's pretty confident all of this is going to happen. And when I mean all of it, the temporary home for the A's, and that he not guarantee, not a promise, but he does have a real shot at bringing Major League Baseball here permanently in some respect. Did you get the same vibe of like, man, like, were you kind of shocked? Like, damn, he's talking about this right now. Like, he's been really open with this.
No, that's the reaction I got. I was like, a person in his position would not say the things that he said if he wasn't confident in saying them. Vivek Nadive is a smart businessman. He has gotten here because of the decisions he's made in the past. He would not go on record and say, I feel pretty confident about this. Look what we did in Doco. We have a track record of doing this. We could do it again. Like, a smart businessman wouldn't say that. Now, again, could he be putting smoke into this and pumping some fuel into it to make it actually happen, to get it across the finish line? Possibly. I'm not going to dispute, right? Because, again, this is a what-if scenario right now. But it does have legs. This thing does have legs. This is not a 5% chance of happening. I'm giving it more 50-50 right now more than anything, just because you don't know, like I said, where it stands with the TV agreement. And you don't. I don't know what's going on in Oakland and their negotiations of trying to keep them at the Coliseum. Those are the two question marks I have that I'm still trying to dig in, that I don't have contact for, that I would love to know. Is Oakland playing ball to stay there for 3 years, and how much is the TV deal playing ball? But to your point, though, the fact that Vivek said it makes it have some legs, because the man is smart with what he says, and he's not going to put something out there that he doesn't believe doesn't mean it's going to happen.
It's D'Lo and KC here on KIFM West Sacramento, 98.5 FM, KRX, QHD2 Sacramento, ESPN 1320, always live on the free Odyssey app. Our man Jake Gaden from CBS 13 here with us. I could completely be wrong in this. I'm not nearly as locked in, Jake, as you are, but listening to the challenges that are ahead for this for either city, you laid out, KC, you know, the Coliseum is going to look horrible every night on television, but the TV deal will be there. Mm-hmm. Sacramento will be full. You'll have a different type of television deal, and you probably lose everything of substance if you go to Utah. Mm-hmm. Jake mentioned this is a money thing. Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone involved with the Oakland A's cares if no one shows up to the Coliseum for the next 2 years. But if NBC Sports Bay Area is paying them, which NBC Sport, because the deal's already done, right? Like, that's not a deal that needs to be done. The Oakland deal is done. It doesn't matter if no one watches or everyone watches. Because that money's all there, why would they leave it?
Can I say real quick, Jake? The thing that goes in my head is they wouldn't leave it, but Oakland wouldn't agree to help him out unless they get a guarantee of a team back.
Yeah.
And Major League Baseball, I don't think, is going to do that.
So that's what I keep wondering is, and that was the next, what does Oakland get out of this? Like, I don't see what Oakland gets out of this.
They don't. And that's where the rubber meets the road, guys. Like, that's the question that is the million-dollar question with all of this. What does Oakland have to gain in this, and what does NBC Sports have to gain in this, right? Again, John Fisher is going to get his money no matter what. Going to happen. And to your point, D'Lo, and what you're saying, they don't care if it's an empty stadium or a full stadium.
Mm-hmm.
The same goes with the product on the field, okay? They don't care about the product on the field. That's how it is right now, all right? That's how it is as an Oakland A's fan. What you have to ask is the money that you're going to be giving up if you move to Sacramento and renegotiate that deal, is that worth it, especially with the amount of more money you could possibly create in Sacramento and maybe the deal that Ron Adive is giving you? Is that worth the same rate of just staying in Oakland and they're going to give you their deal is probably going to be more expensive, but you keep the same media right deal compared to new media deal, less amount of money to play at Sacramento, but more butts and seats. Mm-hmm. Because the other thing that everyone's forgetting about this, tomorrow there's a reverse boycott on opening day at the Coliseum tomorrow. Like, that is happening. So, like, people are continuing to boycott in Oakland. Like, that is still a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they get that same type of vibe here in Sacramento. I think you're still going to have the haters are going to hate. But I think you're going to get a different clientele if you come to Sac.
It's great stuff, Jake.
Yeah, man.
You have been all over this story, man, for months now. We'll continue to stay locked in, man, and have you back here to give us the latest developments, man. You said 2 to 4 weeks. Well, we'll keep our eyes on your Twitter handle, see what happens next, man, but we appreciate you.
No, appreciate you guys. Hopefully the Kings can figure out their stuff, all right?
God. Well, they will.
They will. They'll be ready to play on Friday.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, they'll be ready to play.
Get Friday. Just get one.
One more stop.
Get this.
Stop.
Just get this.
Are we still sad about Luka, by the way? Are we still sad about Luka? That's
no.
the question
no.
I have.
No. No. Not at all.
No.
Move past it.
Stop stirring stuff up, Jake. Freaking guys from Boston, man. I swear to God. Y'all come in here looking to start fights. You knock it off, Jake. Behave yourself. Jake, you going, hey.
Hey, go Huskies.
Hey, no, kiss my ass. Blue Devils. You going to hear from me, Jake. You're going to hear from me. You're going to hear from me, Jake.
C-O-N-N. UConn. Let's go.
Get this crap off of my screen. This crap off of my screen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.